So once again, on the same pasuk that we began with, Vayomer Yosef Alechov, Yosef said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai, I am Yosef, is my father still alive? Which once again, the Mepharshim ask, what kind of question is Ha'oid Avichai, since Yehuda's entire petition was all about Yaakov Avinu? The pasuk continues, Layachlu Echov Lanis, Yosef, Kinivlu Mipanov, his brothers couldn't answer him because they were so shocked from before him. So the pasuk could have said, Ki nivlu mimenoi, they were shocked of him. Mipanov doesn't seem to be the right word. They were shocked from his face. Chazal tell us, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. The Yaakov Avinu didn't die. Chazal learned it from a pasuk, and we need to understand what that means. You know, obviously Yaakov Avinu is not around, so what does it mean that he didn't die? And at the beginning of this parsha, Rashi says, Rashi asks that why is the parsha's Vayichi different than all other parshias? All other parshias, there is a separation between one parsha and the other, but between Vayigash and Vayichi and the Sefer Torah, there is no separation at all. Meaning, if you look into the Sefer Torah, you wouldn't be able to see that this is where a new parsha begins. So Rashi says, "Lama parsha zustuma? Why is this parsha clogged?" And Rashi answers, "The fisha kiven she niftar Yaakov Avinu. As soon as Yaakov Avinu died, nistim wa'neim v'libam shel Yisrael mitzoras hashibud. The eyes and the hearts of Yisrael were clogged from the troubles of servitude." So it seems from here that Yaakov Avinu did die. And that's why Nistim Wehneim V'Libam Shal Yisrael. That's why the eyes and the hearts of Klal Yisrael were clogged. So what do Chazal mean when they say Yaakov Avinu Loy Meis? We just left the Yontav of Chanukah. And we need to know what message we need to take from the days that have passed, from the Yontif of Chanukah, into these long nights of Tevis. Leile Tevis Varuchim, the long nights of Tevis. In Parshas Miketz, it says, Vayizkar Yosef HaSachalem HaSachalem Lahem, that Yosef remembered the dreams. This is when the brothers came down to Mitzrayim, and they didn't recognize Yosef. Yosef did recognize them. So it says that Yosef remembered the dreams that he dreamt about them. And he spoke to them harshly, suspecting them of being spies, causing them to go back, taking Shimon as captive, causing them to go back and getting Binyamin, causing his father a great deal of anguish by taking Binyamin away. Why was it? And then the whole thing with hiding the goblet in Binyamin's backpack. Why did Yosef do this? It's difficult to say that he did this because he wanted to fulfill his dreams. And his dreams also had Binyamin bowing down to him. Because we don't see him waiting for Yaakov. In his dreams, Yaakov also bowed down to him. And he revealed himself in Parshas Vayigash before Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. So why did Yosef put on this whole spiel? And in general, we need to understand what was the machlokes between Yosef and his brothers. There's a medrash in Parshas Vayigash, the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, that brings a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "May mamukim etzo b'levish." Deep waters is a tactic in the heart of man. Ve'ish tvuna is yidlena. And a man of understanding will draw upon it. So once again, deep waters are a tactic in the heart of man, and a man of understanding will draw the waters. So the Medrash indicates that Mayim Amukim Eitzav Levish, when it says that deep waters are tactic in the heart of man, that's referring to Yosef. Yosef had is represented by the deep waters that is hidden in the heart of man. And the man of understanding that was able to draw upon the waters, says the Medrash, is referring to Yehuda. We need to understand what this all means. So I think we can understand this according to what's written in the Balat Tanya writes. He brings a pasuk, Ki chelek Hashem amoy Yaakov chevel nachlosai. The pasuk says, Hashem's nation is his chelek, is his portion. Yaakov chevel nachlosai. And the chevel also means a lot. Right? Yaakov is the lot of his inheritance. Says the Balat Tanya that the word chevel, besides meaning a lot or a portion, means a rope. And what the pasuk is telling us, says the Balat Tanya, is ki chelek Hashem amoy. Each and every yid is a chelek of Hashem. We possess a neshama that is a chelek elikam imal mamish. It's a part and parcel of the Rabbeinu Shleidim himself. That's what ki chelek Hashem amoy means. Hashem's nation is a chelek of Hashem, part and parcel of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Yaakov chevel nachalosai. Now this nekuda, this pintala, which is a chelek of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, is called Yaakov. It is a spark that that every descendant of Yaakov, or every Jew, possesses. And what this spark accomplishes, says the Balat Tanya, is the same purpose as a rope. Meaning, if someone would be lowered into a very deep pit, and there is a rope tied to the person, whenever the person decides that the person wants to get out of the pit, all he has to do is shake the rope. Well, no matter how long the rope is, the shaking of the rope down below will have an effect on the top of the rope. And the person on top will pull him out of the pit. This spark that we have, the spark that is called Yaakov, is chevel nachalosai, is our rope. That no matter how low a yid falls, as soon as the yid is prepared to do tshuva, and the yid calls out to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, since we are connected with that chevel, the Rabbeinu Shleilam is able to pull the person out, no matter how deep the yid has fallen. That is Yaakov chevel nachlosai. Yaakov, this spark of Yaakov is similar to the chevel, to the rope. So it's important for each and every one of us to remember that we have this pintle of Yaakov within us. We are connected with this rope. And all we have to do is tug or shake the rope with sincerity, and the Rabbeinu Shleilam will pull us out. And we also have to realize that every yid, that when we are looking at other yidin, that seem to have fallen very low. We have to remember that they are bound to this chevel. And if we have the ability to pull them out, then we are obligated to do so as well, because they are tied to the rope. And there is an ability to pull them out. Now, this chelek, now the pasuk says, as we just mentioned, ki chelek Hashem amoy, that we are a chelek of Hashem. Now Hashem's name is Yudke Vavke, and we are a chelek of Yudke Vavke. Which chelek are we? In all the Sforim HaKadoshim, the Sforim say that we, Bnei Yisrael, represent the hay, the last hay of Hashem's name. And that is tshuva, when we distance ourselves from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we are distancing the hay from Hashem's name. And tshuva is made up of two words, toshuv hay. When we come back to Hashem, we're reconnecting ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We are returning the hay to Hashem's name. Now, perhaps the Vav of Hashem's name, Hashem's name is Yud Ke Vav Ke, the Vav of Hashem's name is the Chevel. The Vav is the rope. As we know, as we just mentioned before, a Vav is a Mekasher. The Vav is something that binds us. So Yud Ke is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Vav is the Chevel. And the Hey, the final Hey, is Klal Yisrael. And when we're attached to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it is Yud Ke Vav Ke. And when we say, when Chazal say, Yaakov Avinu Loimeis, Chazal are referring to this spark, which is called Yaakov Avinu. Chazal are saying, Yaakov Avinu Loimeis, no matter how deep and how low a Yid falls, the spark of Yaakov Avinu never dies. That spark is always there. The Yid is always bound to the Chevel, to the Yaakov Chevel Nachalosai. And therefore, the Yid can be pulled out, no matter how deep and how far into the pit the Yid has fallen. And it's only when we make the terrible mistake of thinking that Nifter Yaakov Avinu, when we think that spark has been extinguished, that is when Nistama Yenayim Velibam Shel Yisrael. It's when we think that Nifter, that spark of Yaakov Avinu is no longer there, that is when our hearts and our eyes become clogged. We have to realize that Yaakov Avinu loy meis, the Yaakov Avinu never dies. And perhaps the machlokes between Yosef and his brothers was that the brothers held that if someone is conducting himself improperly, in a way that is not befitting for a Ben Yaakov, that such a person deserves to be distanced. As we find in Parshas Vayeshev, it says that Rashi brings that that the brothers would call the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, they would call them the Bnei Hashfachas, the daughters of the maids. The sons of the maids. And the reason for this is that, and according to their opinion, if people are not conducting themselves as Bnei Yaakov, they don't deserve to be counted among the Bnei Yaakov. They deserve to be called the Bnei Hashvachas, the children of the Shvachas, of the maids. But Yosef held otherwise. Yosef held that with the right approach, with an approach of Kiruv, with an approach of of bringing a person close, of embracing a Yid, and realizing that that Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, realizing that every Yid has within themselves this chedek of the Kami Mal, that they are tied to this rope, and that they can never be disconnected. That one can, that is a method that is far more, that will bring far more better results, that will be far more effective. And that's why the Pasuk says that v'hu nar as b'nei bila. Rashi says the brothers would call them b'nei hashvachis, and Yosef ha'im makarvon. Yosef would be makar of them. Yosef understood this concept of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. He understood this concept that the Yaakov lives forever within every Jew. And Yosef's dreams were that his brothers would bow down to him, meaning that his brothers would, the time would come when his brothers would concede that he was right. And when the brothers came down to Mitzrayim, Yosef remembered the dreams. And Yosef felt that it was necessary for him to show the brothers that he was right. So Yosef put on a very, very tough exterior, to the point that no one would have dreamt that the interior of this individual is the Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, that there was a Yosef here that was sustaining the spark of Yaakov Avinu. And Yosef played this tough exterior until they realized that the only way to approach this individual would be with humility and with respect and with a way of kiruv. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda came close to Yosef. It was only at that point that Yosef wanted to show Yehuda, Yosef wanted to show his brothers that it is only through this type of approach that the pnimius of a Yid will really come out. And this is what Yosef said to them, Ani Yosef, take a look at this. Once you have this approach of Vayigash Elav Yehuda, of Kiruv, now my pnimius, now you can see the pnimius. You can see Ani Yosef. Now I ask you, Ha'oid Avichai? Is the concept of Avichai, of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, the fact that Yaakov lives within every person, is it not true? How can you be blinded by the coarse exterior? V'lo yachlu echav lanaisais, and his brothers couldn't answer him, ki nivalu mipanav. They were so nishtaimim, they were so overtaken by his pnimius. They couldn't believe that the person that they saw here with this tough and coarse exterior is Yosef. That the spark of Yaakov Avinu was maintained despite the coarse exterior. The Yontif of Chanukah is a Yontif that is in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, specifically in the darkest, when it's dark outside, and one is supposed to light it, L'chatchila L'mata Me'asara Tfachim, under 10 Tfachim, to show that the spark, that the flame of Yaakov, is sustained no matter how deep a Yid falls. Yaakov Chevel Nachlosai. We're always bound by this spark of Yaakov to the Rabbi Nishaladin. And as we said, that is the Vav Kei of Hashem's name. The Vav is the Chevel, the Vav is the rope, and we are the Hay. And perhaps that the word Chanukah is made up of Ki Vav Kei Chevel Nachalosai. The word Chanukah is that Vav Kei represents the Chevel Nachlosa, represents that we are the rope of his inheritance. That we are, no matter how low we fall, we are always bound to the Rabbeinu Shlodom. That is what the Vavke of Hashem's name represents. So, we need to take this, the message of Chanukah, the message of Yosef HaTzadik, Ha'oid Ovi Chai, that the Ovi is Chai, alive and well within each and every Yid, no matter how deep the Yid falls. All we have to do is tug at that rope, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo will slap us out. So we should be Zoicha in the schus of, first of all, believing that we have this Chevel within ourselves, and believing that other Yidin have this Chevel, that the Rabbeinu Shlomo will pull us out of this Bor HaGolus, of this pit of galus. We should be zoicha bekarev to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.